What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Star Wars. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 10. The Luke Skywalker Initiative. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. In the rebellion's most desperate crisis, plans vital to the defeat of the empire were hidden in the memory banks of the astro droid R2-D2. R2 and his interpreter counterpart C-3PO have come into the hands of young farmer Luke Skywalker and the veteran Jedi Knight Ben Kenobi. Resolving to deliver R2 and 3PO to the planet Alderaan, Luke and Ben have hired a pair of daring smugglers, Han Solo and his co-pilot Chewbacca, along with their starship, the Millennium Falcon. But forces of the Empire have reached Alderaan's solar system first with their ultimate weapon, a huge space-going fortress called the Death Star, with which they have destroyed the entire planet. The Millennium Falcon, arriving on the scene only to find Alderaan obliterated, is now being helplessly drawn into the Death Star by a tractor beam.
This not... Captain Solo is jettisoning the escape pods. But what if they leave us behind? Oh, I simply hate space travel. Why is it that every time we're on board a vessel, somebody seems determined to demolish
us? 3PO, R2!
Oh, whatever, here, Master Luke! Have we reached the planet Alderaan yet,
there is
sir?
No Alderaan, 3PO.
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir, but I feel it's my duty to point out that you are in error. Why,
it's gone! Somebody's blown it to bits now. Will you shut up and come on?
Yes, sir.
And make it fast or we're all dead.
Oh, dear!
Chewbacca and Captain Solo will be here in a moment. We're going to take refuge under these deck plates.
Deck plates?
The Millennium Falcon is a smuggling ship, Luke. Since we cannot avoid being drawn into the battle station, our only chance is to hide in the ship's concealed compartments.
Yes, you're right.
Chewbacca, how much time do we have? Well, then we'd best move quickly.
Well, how do we get under the deck plates?
You will see. Chewbacca, open them, please.
Hidden is right. I'd never seen them.
Then lend a hand here, Luke.
Okay.
3PO, help Chewbacca lower R2 down there.
Very well, sir. Oh, it's still hot.
The cold space looks pretty cramped, Ben. Are you sure there's room enough in there for all of us?
There will have to be.
Where's Solo?
Making final preparations. Ah, here he is.
That's it, we're ready. We got 4 TIE fighters closing on us.
How close are we to the battle station?
At the rate they're hauling us toward that oversized ball bearing, they'll have us aboard it in no time.
Well, you might as well leave the Falcon's main hatch unlocked, or they'll simply blast their way in.
Yeah, it's done.
Good. Did you make an entry in the ship's log?
Yeah, and I shot off a few escape pods, too. You think you're the only one who's ever conned Imperials?
Right.
Now, if you don't mind, we're going to have to continue this conversation in my private office. So hop in.
Indeed. I know how busy your schedule is, Captain.
Get in, Chewie, and hang on to your bowcaster. And you, droid, what's your name?
I am C-3PO.
Just move it.
Move
when
it.
When he last, kid. Hope you remember to stretch your legs a bit. We could be down there for a while.
Well, as a matter of fact...
Oh, forget it. Just hop. Move over, Chewie. Just pull that deck plate into place on you. It'll seal and lock automatically. Quit your griping, Chewie. And get your toe out of my ear.
Will you stop bumping me?
What's your estimate of our progress, Captain Solo?
Well, they're probably clearing us through their outer defense zones right about now. It looked like they had landing bays around the equator of that station. I guess they'll dock us there.
What was all that about the escape pods and the ship's log?
I doctored the log to make it look like we abandoned ship in those pods right after liftoff and sent the Falcon along on automatic as a decoy.
You think they'll believe it?
I don't know. At first, maybe. These compartments are shielded and hidden pretty well.
Will you just give me a...
Okay. Here we go.
Go!
That's it. We've been set down in a landing bay.
You guys keep your lightsabers handy.
Great.
If they find us now, there'll be nothing to do but stand tall.
There, you see, R2, nothing would ever gain a space travel.
It would take a few moments for the pumps to replace the atmosphere in the docking bay, and then...
Well, they got the ramp down.
Go!
Quiet now! That's the main hatch. Stormtroopers!
Stormtroopers! We're doomed!
Shut up, Evio! Shh! One... Keep still! You're spoiling my count.
I think there were four.
Shh, shh. Let's see. I can't tell how many.
Six stormtroopers came on board and six have left.
You got good ears, old-timer.
They bought it.
Yes, but we still have...
Ben? What's the matter? Are you all right?
Yes, Luke. I recognize the presence just outside the ship. He's gone now. But his being here explains a great deal.
Who was it?
Oh, never mind that now. We still got plenty of problems. Let's get out of here.
Right.
Boy, it's lucky you had these compartments, Han.
What did I tell you about luck, kid? Never thought I'd be smuggling myself in.
Okay. Now what?
Yeah. This is ridiculous. Even if I could take off again, I'd never get past that tractor beam.
Leave that to me.
Old fool. I knew you were going to say that.
Who's the more foolish, Captain Solo? The fool or the fool who follows him?
It's okay, Chewie.
I assume they'll be sending a scanning crew on board for a more thorough search and withdrew the stormtroopers so as not to confuse their instruments.
I'll take a look. Yeah, you called it. There's a two-man crew at the bottom of the ramp with an equipment case.
Then we'll have to...
Relax. This is our department. Get set, partner. The rest of you get back out of sight.
R2, they'll see your feet.
Chewie,
easy, easy, easy. Set it down here.
Watch your foot.
Evening, boys.
Hey, what's up?
Sleep tight.
Nice work, Chewie. Han, stay where you are. There are two stormtroopers guarding the ramp.
Hey, you guys down there. Could you give us a hand for a minute? Our reciprocator's stuck in the optical refraction.
What's the problem? Hey, look out!
Okay, come on.
Nice work, Han.
Didn't I tell you? It's better to count on a blaster than hokey religions and lightsabers.
What now?
In order to escape, we'll have to eliminate the tractor beam.
Yeah, there's got to be a control office here in the docking bay. We're going to have to get at it somehow.
The stormtrooper's armor... You won't be recognized in it.
What? Right.
You march the rest of us ahead of you. We'll take them by surprise.
Hey, now, wait! That wasn't in the deal.
There's no telling when someone will come looking for these men, Captain Solo. We have no option.
Oh, for... All right. Help me get his armor off, Chewie.
Luke, you'll have to wear the other man's armor.
Okay.
It will be a bit large, but it will do.
Right, Ben.
Now, you stay behind. And if the command officer tries to contact his men by helmet comlink, step out from the end of the ramp and point to your transmitter to indicate that it's out of order.
Okay. Oh, where's the transmitter?
There.
All right.
Well, how do I look? I hope yours took a bath once in a while, kid. This guy's armor smells like he lived in it. Let's go.
I don't see the sentries out there.
Maybe the scanning crew found something aboard the captured ship, sir.
TX-421, why aren't you at your post? TX-421, do you copy? Okay, there he is. He's pointing to his transmitter. Looks like we got another bad comlink. Take over here.
Yes, sir.
I'll go and see what I can do.
Look out, Chewie! Now let me get this stupid helmet off.
You see any more of them, old man?
I think there are only these two.
Luke, 3PO, R2, come in here quickly.
You know, Han, between that Wookiee's howling and your blasting everything inside, it's a wonder the whole station doesn't know we're here.
Well, bring him on. I prefer a straight fight to all this sneaking around.
R2 says he's found an outlet to the main computer, sir.
What? Excellent. Now have R2 plug into the outlet.
Yes, sir.
His information retrieval capacity should enable him to interpret the entire Imperial computer network.
Great.
R2 says he's found the main control to the tractor beam that's holding the Millennium Falcon here.
Can he make the precise location appear on the monitor?
That's it. They're on the screen. R2 says the tractor beam is coupled to the main reactor in 7 locations. A power loss at any one of the terminals would deactivate the beam and allow us to leave.
Mm. I don't think anyone else can help me with this task. I must go alone.
What? Whatever you say, old man. I've done more than I bargained for on this trip already.
Ben, I want to go with you.
Be patient, Luke. Stay here and watch over the droids.
But how did Chewbacca can...
R2 and 3PO must be delivered safely, or other star systems will suffer the same fate as Alderaan. Your destiny lies along a different path from mine. The Force will be with you, Luke. Always.
Ben!
You said it, Chewie. And where'd you dig up that old fossil?
Ben is a great man.
Great at getting us into trouble.
Well, I didn't hear you coming up with any ideas.
Anything would be better than just hanging around here waiting for a storm for me.
Who do you think got us this far, Bubble? What is that, 3PO? What's R2 so excited
about? I'm not quite sure, sir. He was searching the computer network, and now he keeps saying, I found her, and keeps repeating, she's here.
Well, who? Who has he found?
Princess Leia.
Princess? She's here?
Princess?
Where is she?
What do you... What princess? What's going on?
R2 says she's on level 5, detention block AA-23. He's mapped the location there on the screen. I'm afraid she's scheduled to be terminated.
What? Terminated? Oh, no, we gotta do something.
What are you talking about?
The Princess Leia of Alderaan. The droids belong to her. She's the one that... Oh, never mind. We gotta help her.
Hey, now look, let's not get any funny ideas. The old man wants us to wait right here.
But he didn't know she was here. We gotta figure out a way to get into the detention block.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
But they're gonna execute her. Look, a few minutes ago you said you didn't want to just wait around to be captured. You wanted to do something.
Well, marching into the detention level is not what I had in mind.
But they're gonna kill her!
Better her than me.
Oh, hon, we can't let him do it. If you only knew her, she's beautiful.
So is life, kid.
She's rich.
Rich?
Rich, powerful.
Wait a second. Now, she was rich on Alderaan, but Alderaan ain't there anymore, remember? Who'd pay?
Well, the Rebel Alliance, that's who. And the Imperial Senate. She's the sole surviving heir to the off-world holdings of the Royal House of Alderaan. If you rescue her, the reward would probably be...
What?
Well, more wealth than you can imagine.
Oh, don't bet on it. I can imagine quite a bit.
You'll get it.
I'd better. What about the droids?
Well, they'll be all right here. Look, we gotta save the princess. She's much more important right now.
What's your plan?
3PO?
Master Luke?
Hand me that pair of wrist binders over there, will you?
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
What are you gonna do with a pair of cuffs?
Okay. I'm gonna put these wrist binders on Chewbacca and... Okay. Han, you put him on.
Don't worry, Chewie. I think I know what he's got in mind. Get your helmet, kid.
Now, 3PO, use that handheld comm link to keep in touch with us. Let's go.
Master Luke, sir?
Yeah?
Pardon me for asking, but what should R2 and I do if we're discovered here?
Lock the door.
Yeah, and hope they don't have blasters.
That isn't very reassuring.
Morning.
Are we gonna have to wait for these lift tubes?
They'll be here soon.
Boy, this helmet's too big for me. I can't see a thing. Oh, boy. Right, here they are. In you go, Chewie.
Wait.
Hold that car.
Sorry, sir. We've got a prisoner here. You'll have to take the next car. Regulations, you know.
Oh, very well.
Quick thinking, huh?
I can't get these binders to stay closed on Chewie's wrists. This isn't gonna work.
Why didn't you say so before?
I did say so before.
Okay, we're here. Let's go.
Hey, stop there, you two. Where do you think you're taking this thing?
It's a prisoner transfer from detention block 1138.
Well, nobody notified me, and I'm the duty officer here. I'll have to clear it. This is block AA-23, duty officer speaking. Put me through to the detention level commander.
They're not going for it.
Sir, we have an irregularity here. There's apparently been a foul-up in the prisoner transfer. That's right, sir.
What are we gonna do?
Yes, I'll hold.
There are only 3 guards and the duty officer. Chewie, you grab my blaster and make it look like you're making a break, okay? Go!
Oh, look out! He's got my blaster!
ride. Come on. Get it, Chewie. Hurry up. Come on. Right behind you. Look out. Look out. Okay. Shoot out the last memory. Let me get this helmet off.
Stinks in there.
Attention level AA23. What's happening? What's
I got
going
the camera.
There?
I do something about that alarm. Attention
why did he have to pick an alarm switch to die on? Stupid in. Officers.
Attention level AA23. What's
now,
happening?
We better find out which cell that princess of yours is in.
Here we go.
Cell
what's
number 2187. You go get it, kid. I'll try to keep a lid on things here.
I'll be right back.
I hope. Let's have a little peace and quiet.
Attention level.
this is. Detention level, AA23. Everything's under control down here. Situation is normal, you know.
What's going on? What's happened?
We had a slight, weapons malfunction, but, you know, everything's perfectly all right now. It's we're fine. We're all fine here. Thank you. Fine. How are you?
We're sending a squad to your location.
Oh, negative. We had a reactor leak here. Give us a few minutes to lock it down. It's large leak. Very dangerous.
Who is this? What's your operating number?
Good idea. Boring conversation anyway. Let's hope the kid moves fast, Chewie. We're gonna have company.
This is it.
Will, what do you want?
Well,
aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper?
Huh? Oh, the uniform. I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you.
You're what?
Here to rescue you. I've got your R2 unit. I'm here with Ben Kenobi.
Ben Kenobi? Where is he?
No time to explain. Come on.
Luke, get back!
The stormtroopers blew in the door. We couldn't hold it. We can't get out that way.
Looks like we just lost our only escape route.
Maybe you prefer to stay here in your cell, Your Highness.
I'll try and contact 3PO on the comlink. 3PO? C-3PO, do you copy?
Yes, Master Luke.
We've been cut off in the detention block. Is there any other way out of the cell bay?
Just those goggles.
What was that? I didn't copy.
R2 says all systems have been alerted to your presence. The entrance to the detention block seems to be the only way in or out. All other information on your level is restricted. But sir, there's a stormtrooper pounding on the door.
3PO! 3PO! He says there's no other way out of here!
This is some rescue. When you came in here, didn't you have a plan for getting out?
He's the brains in the operation, sweetheart.
Well, you know...
Luke, give me your blaster.
Here. What are you blasting the wall for?
Somebody has to save our skins. I've opened a hole in the garbage chute. Follow me, flyboy.
She's crazy, but... Okay. Chewie, you're next. Get in that garbage chute, you big furry oaf. Move, I said. I don't care what you smell. Or you won't. Wonderful girl you dragged us after, kid. You know, I've got a killer. I'm beginning to like her. Get going.
Here goes. Whoa!
Look out!
Princess?
Are you all right, Luke?
Oh, a garbage dump. Wonderful idea, Your Highness. Oh, my, what an incredible smell you've discovered. Oh, where's my blaster? I'm getting out of here. Chewie, get away from that door.
No, don't do that.
Han, wait. Will you forget it? The room's magnetically sealed.
Put that thing away before you get us all killed.
Oh, absolutely, Your Worship. Look, I had everything under control until you let us down here. You know, it's not going to take them long to figure out what happened to
us. Oh, it could be worse.
It's worse.
There's something alive in here.
Can't you see anything? There's not much light.
It's your imagination.
Something just brushed past my leg.
Oh, no!
Look there! Did you see that? It looked like a tentacle or something.
No!
A
tentacle? What? Where?
Something grabbed hold of my belt!
Luke, grab hold of something!
It's choking me!
No!
Shoot it!
Oh!
My left is down!
Where? Shoot it! Where?
Anywhere!
Luke! What's that? Grab him! Don't let go! What happened?
I don't know. Whatever it was had me in the neck. It just let go of me and disappeared.
Oh, that booming sound must have scared it. But I don't understand what's going on.
I got a very bad feeling about this.
Oh.
The walls. They're moving.
They're closing. I don't believe this. We're inside a compactor.
They'll be crushed. Try and brace the walls or something.
Hey, wait a minute. Get that pipe over
there.
Luke, Leia, Han, and Chewbacca can find no escape. Elsewhere on the Death Star, 3PO and R2 are about to fall into the hands of Imperial stormtroopers. And Ben Kenobi continues his lone mission. And if they fail, if they die, the galaxy will come permanently under the yoke of the Empire. Star Wars, Episode 10 by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Bernard Behrens as Ben Kenobi, Perry King as Han Solo, and Anne Sachs as Leia. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vagley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toscan. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman. Thank you. Star Wars was presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.